pray first, sit upright. All right. We want you to get your Bibles open now, and we're going to study a little while. And as I said, some of y'all been missing church on Wednesday night. And if you it's sad, try to get it worked out where you can get in here on Wednesday night, because Wednesday night we study the Bible. And that's what we're going to do in here this morning. I'm going to teach you what the Bible says about some things. And there's a verse right there, 2 Timothy 2:15. And that's exactly where we're at on Wednesday night. That's not where I want you to turn yet, but I guess so. Go ahead and turn to that. 2 Timothy, and it's wrote up there. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit this morning and help you learn how to get the divisions in your Bible correctly. The Bible has some divisions in it. And if you don't get those divisions in it, you're going to wind up believing all kinds of crazy stuff and teaching crazy stuff and preaching crazy stuff. I've had people ask me for a long time, why are there so many different denominations and why are there so many different preachers preaching so many different things? And that's why right there. It says, study, show yourself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. If a man don't know how to rightly divide the word of truth, he's going to wind up preaching some crazy stuff. And that's why you hear a preacher get on the radio and tell you you can't eat certain kinds of meat. And that's why you preacher get on the radio and tell you got to get baptized, go to heaven. And that's why you hear a preacher get on the radio and say, if you don't live right every day, you'll die and go to hell. That's why you hear that, because they don't understand. It's not that they don't believe the Bible. They're just not taught how to divide it. And most of them believe it. They just it's like a sword. The Bible's a sword. If a man's got a sword and he don't know how to use that sword, he can hurt you with it or hurt himself. Man can't just take a sword and say, I got the two-edged sword and come swinging it in here. He'll kill somebody himself. There's a right way to use that sword. And there's a right way to read the Bible, and there's a whole bunch of wrong ways to read the Bible. There's a right way. Have you ever heard anybody say this? How many ever heard anybody say this? They'll say, well, everybody has their own interpretation of the Bible, and yours that might be what it means to him, and that might be, that's a bunch of junk, people. If my interpretation's wrong, then I ain't got no right to have that interpretation. How many ever heard people say this? You'll tell them something, they'll say, well, people interpret the Bible different. You ever heard anybody say that? God didn't tell you to interpret it. He just told you to believe it. Just believe what it says. Well, I think it means, no, just what does it say? I'm not going to try to get up here and tell you what I think it means. I'm going to tell you what it says. I believe if he'd have meant something else, he'd have said something else, don't you? And so God meant what he said. He said what he meant. And the only way you're going to get straight on the Bible is believe it and learn how to rightly divide it. Study to show yourself approved unto God, rightly dividing. That word right there shows you the Bible has divisions in it. Now, this is what we call dispensations. And a dispensation is a period of time in which God works a certain way with certain people. That's what it is. Let me say that again. A dispensation is a period of time in which God works a certain way with certain people. You say, I believe he always works the same. Not, well, okay, go out there and build you an ark then, because it's going to run. See? You see there? God don't always deal with people the same in every age. God don't change. His word don't change. But God don't always deal. The Lord never told us to build an ark to save our house, because it ain't going to rain no more, brother. Not in flood the world. We got houses to live in, and it ain't never going to come another flood. That was something God did at a certain time, and he'll never do it again. This morning, you'll see this chart here that I've used many times, and I don't have time to get into all this morning, but you see creation back here. This is when God created everything, before there was anything. Now, every one of those little blocks represents 1,000 years. Man has been on this earth this long. This is where we're at right there, about where my hand is, or maybe right there. Right here is where we are in human history. Right back there at that first line is where Adam and Eve was on this earth. Right here is where we're at now. This is what's coming in the future. So look here. You got 1,000 years. That was 1,000 A.D. That's called Dark Ages in school. And you know why they call it medieval dark ages? Because Rome, the Church of Rome, was in power over the world, and the whole world was in darkness. You go back 2,000 years, and Jesus died on the cross. You go back 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. There's Noah in the right in there. And then here would be Adam and Eve. So you got 6,000 years of human history, and everybody knows that God is a God that works in sevens. He's a God that works in sevens. Always, those sins are divided either by 6 and 1 or 3 and 4. And so all the way through the Bible, you'll see this thing. 7 in the Bible is the number of completion, a complete cycle. And everything, that music, everything on that piano, everything Mozart, Beethoven ever made is only made out of 6 or 7 notes. There's 7 notes on the piano. There's 7,000 years of human history. There's 7 days in a week. The 8 means new beginning. It means start all over again. So you got this. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Saturday's the last day of the week, the Sabbath, the 7th. And then Sunday starts all over again. Sunday, a complete cycle. 7 is complete. 8 means new beginning. You know how many people there was on the ark to start the world all over again? 8. Noah and his family. That meant they started the whole population over again with 8. Now, you got to get this. I'm going to talk fast because we got a lot to talk about this morning. Now, if Noah and the flood was here, Abraham was here, right in here, then every 2,000 years, God does something major. That don't mean he always will. I'm just saying he always has. Every 2,000 years, from Adam and Eve to here, 2. From there to here, 2. Jesus dies on the cross. From here to here, 2. And guess what the major event's going to be this time? That's the rapture. That's when we leave. That's when we go up. After we're raptured out, we're dividing it now. We're dividing the Bible. Then we're going to have 7 years of all you know what going to break loose on this earth. And the Antichrist is here. This is when the 666 comes out. That's when you got to have the mark on your hand or on your forehead to buy or sell anything. The Lord comes back down here, down this way, and we rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. This is the millennial reign, 1,000 years. I preached on that one time years ago, and Carrie was real little. And I said, Lord, we're going to reign with the earth for 1,000 years. And Carrie come up after service. She said, Daddy, why is it going to rain for 1,000 years? And I said, no, it's not that kind of rain, not R-A-I-N, it's R-E-I-G-N, or however you spell it. Reign, rule, for 1,000 years. And that's then eternity, and then you're right back where you started from again. It makes a complete circle. There's 7, and 8 puts you right back to where you started at. So it makes a circle. Just like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Starts all over again. I showed you this before. On this piano, there's 7 notes. You say, it looks like there's 100. No, there's only 7. That's it. All them black notes are half notes, flats and sharps. It goes, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. That's it. Now, that last do is the same as the first do. Do, see, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, do, do. Do, do, do. Same note. That's the same. Them two do's are the same. Do, do, do. I can't get another. That's way down there. Do. There's another. I got 3 do. Do, 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 do. All them's the same. It's just an octave. Like Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Like, you know, and they're all the same, see? You got to understand. The 8 is starting all over again. Now, take this right here. You've heard me do this before, and just to show you how to rightly divide the word of truth, you got to remember this. Here's how you know we're right. Because everything that God did in creation corresponds with what he did during these 1,000 years. One of the most amazing things you'll ever learn about the Bible. If every one of these time periods represents 1,000 years, then look what he done. The first one, he made light. Let there be light. Second day, look what he said. The firmament. Third day, vegetation. Fourth day, the sun. Now, take your Bibles and look at 2 Peter chapter 3 just a second. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3. I'm going to show you something. here in the Bible, and this is some of the simplest stuff that you can help you to understand how to rightly divide the word of truth. 2 Peter, way over near the end of the New Testament, and I think it's chapter 3 we'll look at right quick. 2 Peter chapter 3. And, all right. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3. And it said, verse 8. Look at verse 8. It said, "But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day," see it, "is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." So on God's table, a day represents 1,000, and 1,000 represents a day. Look at that. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, right where we are, that's where that sun's coming up. 7,000 is a millennial rest. We are right there in human history. Now, you know how we know that's right? Look at here. Go back to the 4,000. You know what God did on the fourth day? The sun. The sun is a picture of Jesus Christ. All the way through the Bible, the S-U-N is a picture of Jesus Christ. So he done that on the fourth day. If each one of them 4 days represents history, look what he done on the fourth day. Jesus died on the cross. Like 4,000 years. That's not an accident. Why didn't God make the sun there? If he did, Jesus would have died there. If he did, Jesus would have died there. God made the sun on the fourth day, so 4,000 years from Adam and Eve to here, Jesus died on the cross right on the button. If there's 4 days before Christ, there's 2 days after Christ, and then the millennial rest. And our calendar, we don't know about our calendar. You say, "Well, it's already 2005, Brother Danny. We're over into here somewhere." No, that our calendar has been monkeyed with, messed with several different ways. We could be 20, 30, 40 years off one way or the other. And God don't always do it on the exact day. But it's somewhere in that neighborhood. A lot of people thought the Lord's going to come back January 1st, 2000. But the Lord, he's probably, you know, he's got a better scheme than that. But it's going to be close. I guarantee you that. He's going to be close. Now look, it is no accident that all this stuff about 666 and the beast and computers didn't start till we got right here. You see what I'm saying? Isn't that odd? There wasn't no computers here. There wasn't no computers here. There ain't been computers on this earth but the last 50, 60 years. The first computer built was about as big as church. Now they got them littler than a dime that they can slip under your skin when you're on probation and keep track of you everywhere you go and has every bit of information there is on you. That didn't happen. God didn't let that happen there. God didn't let it happen here. Why? There ain't no reason for it. All this stuff just happened right here since 1947. And you know what happened in 1947, 48? Besides the first UFO crash in Roswell, 1948? Brother, you know what happened there? Israel became a nation. Israel became a nation in 1948. Now, my personal belief is, this is not my personal belief, it's not, the Bible don't say this, I personally believe those real last days started in 1948. That's my personal belief. I can't prove that, so I'll tell you I can't prove it. But the Bible does say this, when Israel puts forth its leaves and buds like a fig tree, then you'll know. So Israel becomes a nation in May of 1948. That Israel wasn't a nation there, Israel wasn't a nation there, Israel wasn't a nation there, and Israel wasn't a nation until way back here. And there's never been no little bitty nation that been put out of existence and then popped back up. Once them little nations are gone, they're gone forever. But lo and behold, 1948, the flag goes up and Israel becomes a nation. That's the wildest thing. And then, buddy, computers are invented. Everybody gets off. Did you know everybody didn't have a TV in their house till the 50s? Radio was the main form of entertainment and conversation until 1948, brother. Radio. You know when TV come along? 1948, 49, 50. I know places up on Buck Creek in Marion where my sister lived up Highway 80 above Marion where they didn't have electricity till like early 60s. And I know you kids, like young people in there, thinks life's always been like this. There wasn't no such thing as MTV till 1980. There wasn't no such thing as the internet till just maybe 10 years ago, and everybody started getting on it. Or maybe even less, and everybody started getting it. I'm telling you, we're seeing the world change. The world's changed more from there to here than it did all that rest back there put together. You know how people went around here? By camels and donkeys and horses. You know how they went around here? Camels, donkeys, and horses. Here, camels, donkeys, and horses. Camels, donkeys, and horses. Wagons, donkeys, horses, camels. All them 6,000 years, last 50 years, everybody's got a car. Now, listen, it seems, do you not feel this? Don't y'all feel like sometimes the world's just going so fast, man? You can't even, it's just, whoom, 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 everything's happening so fast, and this happening, going here, going there. You can't even sit down and think nowadays. You've got church, you've got school, you've got bills to pay, you've got all these modern conveniences. Man, we're busier now than we've ever been. We don't sit on the porch like people used to. You know, years ago, you'd say, well, let's go up and see so-and-so. You didn't worry about them not being home. They was going to be home. And they're sitting on the front porch rocking everything. Now we got all these modern conveniences to make life easier, and we ain't got time to sleep at night. We don't have time to do nothing. The world's getting faster and faster and faster. And I personally believe it's because sin and wickedness is so bad that it just got everything so messed up where it's like you're in a head spin all the time. It's like your head's spinning. It ain't like life has really speeded up in the last 50 years. So the Lord tells us what I've done here this morning, I have rightly divided the word of truth. Now, there's three groups of people in history. I'm going to show them to you in the Bible. 1 Corinthians, turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 maybe. Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And let me show you the three major groups in the Bible. And when you read your Bible, you've got to learn how to do this. If you don't learn how to do this, you're going to make a big mistake. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And let me show you. Let me show you something in the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And look at verse number 32. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32. Give none offense, Bible says, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, or to the church of God. There's your three divisions. Everybody in the world falls under one of them categories. Jew, Gentile, or church, according to the Bible. Jew, Gentile, church. We're not talking about races. There's only three races in the Bible. I know they try to tell you in college there's hundreds of races. There's only three. When the world drowned, there was three boys come out of that ark. And everybody in this room, ancestors come from one of them three boys. Shem, Ham, Japheth. If you got white skin and light colored hair, you came from Japheth. If you got dark skin and straight black hair, you came from Shem. If you have black skin, you came from Ham. Three races, there's Caucasian, Negroid, Mongoloid. And everybody in the world came from three. They try to come, yeah, red and yellow, black and white. They ain't no yellow, they're a combination of Shem. They ain't no red. They're a combination of Shem. They came from Shem. So everybody came from them three boys. There's only three groups. There's only three groups the Bible talks about. Church, Jew, and Gentile. Now, in the Bible, the Jews were God's earthly chosen people. Jews. And everybody who's not a Jew is a Gentile. That's us. That's us. If you were not a Jew, you're a Gentile. Now, in Christ, there's neither Jew nor Gentile. When a man gets saved, he's a Christian. So he's a church. He, in his flesh, he still might be Jewish, but he's not. Now, watch this. Everything God said in the Bible, he said to one of them three groups. Jew, Gentile, or church. All right? Let me show you something. The nations stood before God, and God judged all them nations and threw them into hell. Who's that talking to? Gentile. If I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Who's that talking to? Church. Don't eat ham. Who's that talking to? Jew. Thank God. All right? I'm glad he wasn't talking to us. Now, here's what people say. See, you don't just open your Bible and say, well, everything in there God said to me. No, he didn't either. God said certain things to hear. God said certain things to hear. This is the church age, and God says certain things to hear. You ever heard a preacher on the radio? He said, bless God, pray that the Lord don't come in the wintertime, because the Bible said, pray that your flight be not in the winter. Now, he's preaching the Bible, but he's preaching it in the wrong dispensation. That's right here. That's right here. When those Jews are running from the Antichrist. That's Matthew 24 right there. Now, y'all sitting there like you're in deep thought. But I'm trying to have you take every verse in the Bible. It'll fit there, here, here, or here. All right, let me show you a verse of Scripture. The lamb's going to lay down with the lion. Where's that? Right there. The lamb ain't going to lay down with no lion here. Lamb ain't going to lay no lion with the lion there. It ain't going to happen there, and it ain't going to happen there, and it ain't going to happen there, and it ain't going to happen there. He'll tear that lamb apart. But the day's going to come when the lamb will lay down and like with the lion. That's here in the millennium. You've got to rightly divide the word of truth. The Bible has divisions in it. If you don't write it right, you're going to mess up. You're going to cut your own throat with it. Man, I've heard a preacher on the radio, and he is saying this. God, he said, he was saying the Antichrist is going to come, and he said, you better be storing you up some food and all this kind of stuff. And all. You know what his problem is? He don't understand the difference between the rapture and the advent. He thinks we're going to be here during all this time. He don't understand how to rightly divide it. You've got to get your division straight. And you've got to. One of the advantages you've got, there's some disadvantages coming to this church, you know that. But there's some major advantages, and that's one of them right there. Because you ain't going to get that in probably no other church in Burke County this morning. Amen? They throw off on our bad points, let's brag on our good points. Amen? And so, look at here. You got to understand, when God said 1,000 years, each one of these 1,000 years represents a day, and a day represents 1,000 years, and vice versa. So the first day He made the light, second day He made the firmament, third day He made vegetation, fourth day He made the sun. 1,000 years this, 2,000 years Abraham, the flood comes, 3,000 years that, 4,000 years the sun. Jesus died on the cross. 2,000 years after that, this is the Dark Ages, divided up into 1,000 A.D., 500 A.D., 1,500 A.D., and we're right there. Now, back yonder's Adam and Eve, and there's eternity, and we're right here where my hand is. That's where we're at. And I showed you a minute ago how the ever-modern convenience that we have today, telephone, television, car, air condition, all of that come up from here to here. From here to here. None of them people back there had all that stuff. None of them people back there, they didn't have airplanes back there. They didn't have airplanes until right here. Why did God wait almost 6,000 years, then all this stuff comes out of nowhere? Since 1947. And son, like I mentioned, that UFO crash, 1947. Israel become a nation, 1948. Son, it just went like, pow! And knowledge has exploded. Son, they're coming out with some stuff now. You go buy you a computer, and before you get it paid for, it's out of date. Obviously, they've done come out with stuff now. I hate to buy anything now because, you know, wait a few months, they'll come out with something and it's a whole lot cheaper. So let's study. Now, we're going to talk about this Jew, Gentile, and church. Jew, Gentile, and church. Jew, Gentile, there's Gentiles everywhere, and church. There's some verse in the Bible that God didn't say to you. Man got up one time and he's preaching. And he said, everything in the Bible God said to me. Well, that is not right. If everything in the Bible God said to you, you better go build your ark because the flood's coming. See, he didn't say that to you. Here's the way he's supposed to say it. Everything in the Bible God said for me, but everything in the Bible God did not say to me. You better hope he did. Here's the way some people study the Bible. They just get out one day because they don't read it ready, and they just say, all right, Lord, I believe it's your word. Speak to me. And it says, and he died in a good old age, full of days and riches. That's what it said right there. That ain't no way to study the Bible. That's like starting a movie in the middle of it. A man said one time, he wrote in his Bible, and he said, Lord, speak to me. This is the way God speaks to me. And he goes like that, and said, Judas went out and hung himself. He said, oh my goodness, let me try that again. Lord, speak to me. And the verse said, go thou and do likewise. He said, oh my goodness. He said, Oh Lord, speak to me one more time. And he looked back at it and said, what thou doest, do quickly. He quit that stuff right there. Boy. See, that ain't the way to study the Bible. That ain't the way to study the Bible. You gotta study to show yourself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of peace, word of truth, and give peace on earth in that time and that time only. Okay, here we go. God said they can't eat ham, you can't eat scallops, you can't eat lobster, you can't eat crab legs, you can't eat oysters, you can't anything in that didn't have fins, you can't eat, and anything that's any good in seafood. And catfish, anything like that. Now, who did God say that to? Somebody tell me. Jews. He said that to Old Testament Jews under the law. He said this, every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. Who did he say that to? Church, right here. So me and you can ask God to bless some big fried oysters and go to town on them. Amen? Not them raw. I don't believe he'll bless them raw ones. It's like eating eyeballs. But you know, some people like them like that, but I can't have it yet. But I can't eat crab legs, and I can't eat lobster. I've eaten lobster about 3 times in my life, and it was good. But we can do it. So he's talking to the church. He's talking to the church. Then he says this, then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. What in the world is that talking about? Right, that's Jews in the tribulation. You say, how do you know that, Brother Danny? Because you keep studying, and you let me show you what it's like. Lord, give me this illustration one time. And here's what I had an old preacher tell me. I bet Brother Max remembers him. You remember Preacher Floyd, don't you? Old Preacher Floyd, years and years ago. He was an old Free Will Baptist preacher, preached all over in Marion, the mountains, and in Virginia. And he used to get me to preach revival for him when I was about 20, 21 years old. And he set me down one time and he said, Danny, he said, you can unravel the Bible as good as any preacher I've ever heard. That's what he said, unravel the Bible. And I've never forgot him saying that. I've never forgot him saying, you can unravel the Bible. And I got to thinking about that. That's our job. It's like a ball of twine. And you can't just say, oh, well, here it is. You know. And I figured this out one time, and I think I'm right. The Bible is like a big bucket of marbles. And God hands you a big bucket of marbles and says, rightly divide these. You pick up this marble, and it's green. And you put it right over here. You pick up this marble, it's yellow. You put it over here. Here's another green one. Put it in the green stack. Oh, here's a blue one. Put it right here. Here's an orange one. Put it right here. Oh, here's another red one. Put it in the red stack. Here's a yellow one. And when you get through, you got some neat little piles of marbles, all the same color. That's what that is. See them neat little divisions? We've rightly divided the word of truth. You just mix it all up. In other words, when God said the Antichrist is going to cause everybody to have a mark on their hand, they can't buy or sell, you can't put that in this stack of marbles over here. You can't put it in that stack right there. It's got to be there. And fits the rest of the verses. It's not here. It's not here. I'll give you one. Help me say this prayer with me. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom what? Come. You know, we're not praying for the kingdom to come. We're not praying, Lord, you bring your kingdom here. We're praying, Lord, take us where you are. We're not saying for him to come bring his kingdom here. We're praying for him to take his church up there. See? Thy kingdom come is that right there. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That ain't going to happen here. That ain't never going to. His will ain't never going to be done here as long as the sin, the devil, and the world. Listen, brother. The king, there ain't going to be peace on earth till the Prince of Peace comes, and that's here. The kingdom don't come till the king comes. We're not praying, thy kingdom come. Now, I know we recite that prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We know it's going to come. But you know what we're supposed to be praying every day? We're not supposed to be, Lord, bring your kingdom down here. We're supposed to be praying, Lord, take us out of here. We're not praying for the kingdom to come. We're praying for the church to leave. That's division. That's division. Now, can you understand that? Nod your head if you understand that. Okay? We're not saying, thy kingdom come. We're saying, Lord, get us out of this mess. And one of these days, when well, if you don't, you ain't going to be saved. And they preached a good thought. They just didn't have it divided right. That's here, Matthew 24. That ain't here. Let me tell you something. If your state in Christ is ever you're living right now, your standing in Christ is perfect. That's why when God looks at you on your record, all your sins have done been forgiven, past, present, future, and all paid for. Somebody said, well, I believe God forgives your sins in the past. He ain't forgive them. You ain't even committed yet. Listen, when Jesus died on the cross, all your sins was future. Every single one of them. So He paid for all your sins before you ever committed them. Amen? Before you was ever born, your sins done before. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. My standing in Christ this morning is I have no sin on me, none on my record, and never will. That's shouting ground. But see, you say, uh-uh. You know why? Because you see me like a person sees me. When He sees me, my standing in Christ is perfect. Now, my state, that's a different story. My state is ever how I'm living right now. And my state, I might be doing all kind of stupid stuff. Christians do all kind of dumb things and crazy things. The state that you're living in. But you're standing, brother. You're standing. Is you got it made. When you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, son, you got fixed up right then. You might have messed up everything else in your life, but if you've ever trusted Jesus as your Savior, you've done the smartest, best thing anybody can ever do, and you're fixed up for all eternity as far as your record. Thank God for that. Now, your state, you might get the snot beat out of you and get knocked around and everything like that. Like a man said one time, said, what's going to happen to them backsliders at the rapture? And I said, well, they're going to go, but they're going to go up through there and maybe ricocheting off the planets, you know. Bing, 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 bing. There they go. You know, up in the Lord. But you're going to go. If you're part of the body of Christ, He's going to take you out of here. And you got to learn how to rightly divide the word of truth. And I'm just opening up all kinds of stuff this morning. But I've said, the reason I'm doing this, because y'all been missing Wednesday night. And this is what we're studying on Wednesday night. You got to come. If you can possibly be here on Wednesday night, be here. You're getting behind. And you need to catch up with us. And so, rightly divide the word of truth. Okay, so if He said, don't eat meat, it's right there, them first four. If He said, by grace you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's right there, them 2 days right there. If He says, he that shall endure to the end shall be saved, it's right there. If He said, the lion's going to lay down with the lamb, it's right there. And if all eternity, it starts all over again. Meat is the first. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. Just like this right here. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Seven of them. Do, 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 do. Them two do's are the same. That's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday's all over again. Eight means new beginning. Seven means complete. Eight people got out of the ark and started the world all over again. New beginning. God works in sixes and tops it off with seven. God works by sevens. That's His number of completion. Eight in the Bible is the number of new beginning. Guess whose number six is? Take a wild guess. Man. The Antichrist number is 666. What day did God make man on? The sixth day. Right here. See? That's man's number. He always falls short of completion. Six. 666 is man's number. Six, God, man on the sixth day. Man has 6,000 years. The Antichrist is 66. Your body temperature is exactly 66.6 above freezing. 98.6. You're stamped with it, man. You're the devil. I am too. Our flesh, we're short. We come short of what God wants us to do. But they'll never teach you that in college because they don't know it. They waste their time studying Huxley and Marx and Karl Marx, you know, and crazy people. But listen, that book will tell you where you are, tell you where you come from, what you're doing here, and where you're going when you leave. That's why I get this Bible out and study it. I wonder how many, don't raise your hand, I wonder how many of y'all been studying your Bible this week. Have you been studying? You say, Lord, preacher, I've been busy and I ain't even had time to read my Bible. That might be why you're in the mess you're in. Make yourself read your Bible every day. Make yourself read. You eat food every day. If you can make time to eat food, you can make time to read the Bible. Say amen. That's right. Now, we're about out of time, so let me just, anybody got a question right quick of anything I've said this morning? Any verse? Anybody have a question? Oh, most of our questioners are not in here this morning. Did it really? Wow. Wonder why God let that happen. 6,000 years of human history, and he let them come out to you. Yes, sir. Okay, Mr. Ali. It's like this. Six is man's number. Six is man's number. God made man. If each one of these days, today, God made man on the sixth day, 666 is his number. That's going to be the mark of the beast. When the Antichrist comes and runs the world, and make sure you're saved, and you won't have to deal with it. Make sure you're saved. But we're going to have to stop right there. Has anybody got one real quick? All right. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, thanks so much for all you've done for us. And I pray, Lord, that you bless our Sunday school class. Thank you for the study of the Word of God. I pray now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would bless every single person here today. Open our eyes and our hearts to the Word and things of God. And we'll praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.